الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks, only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has allowed us together on the day of Jumu'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating this great day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are always early and we're looking forward to the occasion of Jumu'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our life in this world is the day of Jumu'ah. I wish to discuss one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that pertains to us now in this holiday period. As well as long term, it has great benefits if a person applies. Like all the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's like an ocean in a teacup. In other words, it's got so much of volume, so much of depth, so much of beauty, so much of meaning in it, that it needs to be unpacked, it needs to be understood. But an intelligent person will understand it first glance that this are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There must be benefit in it, whether we can see it first glance or whether we can't see it. So there was a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu. He says that one person came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najah, that what is salvation, what is success? Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have responded, he could have replied, he could have given a definition, like how a person wants to know what is the definition of an asset, what is the definition of a liability, what is the definition of different things, you get different things, have different definitions. So like that success also, Nabi Salaam could have just given him the definition, let him take the definition and go. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied with three things that would help him to attain success. In other words, he paved out the road map, he paved out the path of attaining salvation and attaining success. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told this person, the first thing, amlik alayka lisanak, that you want to know what is salvation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him that take control of your tongue. Such an important thing, such an important thing, especially when person has got free time. The holidays are coming, people will have free time, people will be getting together. Now at that occasion, what do I do? Do I just speak anyhow, look for juicy gossip, speak about this person, speak about that person, use my tongue anyhow? Or sometimes the person will be more, he'll be seeing his family more, seeing his friends more in this period. So now, does it mean now that I'm seeing them more, I must be more free with this tongue? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us a very, very important rule. This rule or this application of this principle will help a person in his marriage. It will help a person in his job. It will help his person in his society. It will help a person generally, even with his own children, if he learns to control this tongue. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just say control. He said own, amlik, become the owner of your tongue. A person who owns something, say for example, I own this glass. If I happen to drop it and it breaks, nobody will shout and say that, why did you break this glass? Because it's my glass, I bought it, I dropped it, it broke. Or for example, I decide I want to fill water inside, I want to fill cool drink inside, I want to fill milk inside. Nobody will tell me that you should only be filling water in this glass. It's my glass. So amlik, take ownership. In other words, have full control of this tongue. Because this tongue is such a thing, you can win people over, you can bring people closer towards Islam, or you can distance people far away from Islam by the way you use the tongue. You can bring your own family closer to you, or you can distance your own family by the misuse of this tongue. And by extension of this tongue, it also means that keyboard or that phone that we have and we are typing onto it, that is also an extension of the tongue. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first advice is amlik alayka lisanak, take full control of this tongue. This tongue says something. Sometimes what happens, there was one person, he wanted to teach his son the effects of the tongue. So he said to him, see here, there's a chipboard. What you do is take some nails and knock it into this board. So that boy, he took it, he was happy, he had a hammer, he took the nails and he knocked it. The father told him, now take out these nails. So he took the reverse side of the hammer and he pulled out those nails. Then the father told him, what you do, you see these holes that I left, now you take out these holes. So that boy looked a bit surprised. He said, I could take out the nails, but I can't take out these holes. So father said, the use of your tongue is like that. If you misuse your tongue, it's like poking a nail in somebody's heart. You may ask that person for maaf, you pulled out that nail, but the hole that you left in his heart, that hole you won't be able to take out. So this is the example of the tongue and the usage of the tongue. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَتَوَدُّدُ إِلَى النَّاسِ نِصْفُ الْعَقْلِ. Half of intelligence is being good to people, being nice to people, the way you approach people, the way you use your ability that Allah Ta'ala has given you with your tongue to win people over. Simple things. When it comes to dini matters, then obviously a person has to be clear. There was one alim. So he had a nice way, he had a nice method. If something was not directly a dini matter, then he would always try and agree with that person to win him over. Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, he said, lose the argument but win the man. Lose the argument but win the man. In other words, there's no need that you need to score points all the time. Sometimes it's more important to have a person on your side than just to lose him by trying to score points. So when there was like a non-dini matter, for example, if I feel a grey tile looks better and you feel, no, a cream tile looks better, I tell you, you are right, cream does look better. Does it affect anybody's deen? But if somebody comes and says, no, there are 5 rakats in Zuhr, and I say, now there's 4 rakats, now there you have to stick, because now that's a dini matter. But a non-dini matter, if you just agree with what the person, and this is a golden rule when it comes to household matters, that always weigh in matters of the house, in terms of colors, in terms of which biscuit is tasty, in terms of which food is better. Person agrees with his wife, half the battle is won. So there was one Molana like this. He had this style. If anybody comes to him, he'll tell him, no, you are right. Non-dini matters, he'll tell them, you are right. And he'll win. The people will think that, hey, every time we're coming, this person is agreeing with us. They had a liking for him. So one day there was a nikah masla problem. Husband and wife dispute, very heavy dispute. So they came, so first the husband came to the house. And he gave the Molana his whole story, what happened in our dispute. So Molana told him, no, you are right. So he got very happy that I am right, and he went away. After a short while, the wife heard about it, that he went and gave his story, and the Molana agreed with him. She was furious. She came to the house, and she gave her side of the story. So the husband told her, the Molana told her, you are also right. So now she got happy, and she went away. Now the wife of the Molana, he got very upset. He said, first the man came, you said, he's right. Then the woman came, you said, he's right. Now, how can you have both people that are right? That's not the way of dealing with things. So the Molana told his wife, you're also right. So like that, everyone, these are non-deen. So this is a matter, way of winning people over. Amlik alayka lisana, take control of your tongue. Use your tongue in a correct manner. It can bring great, great benefits. So this was the first advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next advice which applies to us, especially in this period here, وَلْيَسْعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let your house suffice for you. Let your house be sufficient for you. You don't need to go out of your house to be happy. This is the mindset of the West. That December comes, we all have to go for holidays. We have to book in this resort, we have to book in that resort, we have to go here, we have to go there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let your house suffice for you. In other words, the best protection you got is in your house. Out there, there are fitnas. Out there are different types of trials. Person is traveling, especially now in this period. In the airports, there's so much of fitna. In the aircrafts, there's fitna. In the resorts, there's fitna. In the beaches, there's fitna. So save yourself from all these spiritual, ruhani sicknesses. I was just mentioning, sharing with some friends. I said, last year, this time, there was a catchphrase that was going around. And nearly everyone knew this catchphrase. That catchphrase was, stay safe, stay at home. Stay safe, stay at home. So similarly, when it comes to ruhani, sicknesses that affect the spiritual heart, the advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us is stay safe, stay at home. In other words, if you don't need to go to the masjid, if you don't need to go out for some dini matter, if you don't need to go to work, don't go outside for entertainment. Let your entertainment be within the four walls of your house, your halal entertainment. This mindset that we have to go out in this period, how many people are drunk, how many accidents we hear of, how many problems we hear of, how much, just the fact that we're going in an environment where people are got a mindset of being azad, of being free, people are drinking, people are entertaining themselves, different types of fitna, does a Muslim really want to be in that environment? So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلْيَسْعَكَ بَيْتُكَ, let your house suffice for you. You want to know what is salvation and success? First thing is control your tongue. Next thing is be satisfied and comfortable with your home. Imagine when you're at your home, you can go easily to the masjid. When you're going on travel in the resorts, etc., How many salats you're going to miss in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the third part of that hadith, the third aspect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, that cry over your sins. That whatever gunas you have made, the past is past. Jo gaya so gaya, jo mila so mila. What is gone is gone. But cry over the gunas, all the sins from the time you came of age, that cry over it. This is something that is very, very important. Every night before a person goes to sleep, he should make some type of muraqabah. One is muraqabah of maut, and one is muraqabah, how did I spend? Or hisab he should take, that how, muhasabah, how did I spend my day? Did today, did I speak wrong to anybody? If I did say something wrong to anyone, ask the person for maaf before going to sleep. Did I hurt anybody? Did I harm anybody? Did I violate the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he focuses, he thinks, he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes istighfar, he makes tawbah. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, cry over your sins. What a simple hadith, but how practical it is if a person wants success. So Allah ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this simple three-step approach to be getting success. The first is, take full control of one's tongue. The next is, that let our house be sufficient for us. Unnecessarily let us not go, especially after Isha. This time, this New Year's and this Christmas period, people want to go out after Isha. This after Isha period is prime time for a Muslim. An intelligent person is one who after Isha Salah, he goes to sleep early and he's up early for Tahajjud Salah, reading Quran, making zikr, making dua. That is an intelligent person. Not the person that is sleeping late, staying up for brides and entertainment, and then being late for Fajr namaz. Or sometimes he's there in the Fajr and he's half sleeping, he's just wishing that Imam Sahib reads a short namaz. No, that's not a Muslim. A Muslim is one that is comfortable, he's happy, he's early in the masjid for that Fajr Salah. Why? Because after Isha he went to sleep. He didn't waste his time doing unnecessary things. So, وَلْيَسْعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. And the third advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ, cry over your sins. These three things, inshallah, will get a person salvation and success. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِي الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رُبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.